Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, July the 5th, 2010. Have you looked at yourself in the mirror today? Well, what did you see? You know, we look into a mirror to see how we look. Men use a mirror to shave, and women use one to put on their makeup. We all check out our hair in the morning, don't we? But I'm not talking about grooming. I'm talking about the thoughts that come to you when looking at yourself in the mirror. Ooh, I need a haircut. Wow, where did that come from? Or maybe, gee, I need to lose some weight. Now, thoughts that are even more personal can come to you when you're looking at yourself in the mirror. I mean, after all, you're looking at you. So here's the question. Who do you really see in the mirror? All right, let's just move away from the mirror and come back in a few minutes. I want to ask you a question. Think of someone that you really admire. Now, if you were looking in a magazine and saw their picture, what would your reaction be? Well, you would most likely stop and look at them with admiration. You might even check and see if there were any other pictures of them so that you could look at those as well. In other words, you enjoy looking at someone that you admire. So why then is it so difficult for most people to look right into their own eyes in a mirror? Where's the admiration? See, that's my point. You know, there was a time in my life years ago that I didn't like what I saw in the mirror. Now, I'm not talking about a bad hair day. We all have those. I had no problem using the mirror for combing my hair or shaving my face or checking out my tie, but to look into my own eyes was very uncomfortable. And that's because I had a low self-image. I felt I didn't measure up. I felt I had let God down. I knew I wasn't living up to my full potential. Basically, I was disappointed in myself. So I wasn't too thrilled to look at me. You know, I was sitting in a Bible teaching one day, and the teacher said, "The reason most people are so miserable is that they can't stand themselves." And it's sad but true. Many people just can't stand themselves. I know I couldn't. And when you stop and think about it, there are really only two reasons why people are disappointed in themselves. They either regret the bad things that they've done in the past, or they're just not happy with the current state of their life today. In other words, they're disappointed with themselves. Now, first of all, if we're being honest here, good or bad, the past is over with, right? We can't go back and change anything. Nothing that we've done in the past can be undone. And you know, the Bible's pretty clear about God's willingness to forgive because Jesus Christ paid the price for all sins, and that we need to forget those things which are behind and move forward. You know, there's no need to beat yourself up for the past. The Bible says that God has cast your sins as far as the east is from the west. Guess what? The east and west never meet. God has forgiven you. So you need to forgive yourself and let the past go. Why are you not happy with yourself? Why is it so hard for you to accept you? You know, has someone ever talked favorably to you about another person? And perhaps prior to their information, you may have had a lousy opinion of this other person. But after hearing from someone you trusted, you changed your opinion about that person. All right, so what's God's opinion of you right now? Maybe that's a good question for those who have had a hard time looking into their own eyes in a mirror. What's God's opinion of me? What's God's opinion? Now, I'm not talking about the philosophy that the more good deeds that you do, the more God will like you. That philosophy is not biblical, and it's a sure recipe for living a life of unworthiness. You know why? Because you're just never, ever, ever able to do enough good. It's just a vicious cycle. I've been there and done that. No thanks. But when you simply read the Bible, you find out that God's love for you never changes, never wavers. In His eyes, you are lovely and acceptable. That's what the Bible says. That's his opinion. You are acceptable. He loves you, and nothing can ever separate you from his love. So if you'd like to take a look at someone whom the Creator of the heavens and the earth absolutely loves unconditionally, and who finds lovely and acceptable, someone who God will always love, if you'd like to take a look at someone like that, then go take a good look in the mirror. Smile and change your opinion of yourself. It'll change your life. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you got a comment, type it in down below. We'd be happy to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, good. You don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check and see if I posted something new, because you get notified personally every time something new is posted on this blog. And of course, it's free to be a subscriber. And as a special gift to those who subscribe, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link below with some more information. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.